Good afternoon. Please tell us who you are.
My name is Paul, Lord Boateng, and I'm co-chair of the Grenfell Tower Memorial Commission.
Lord Boateng, can you tell us when you took up this position and what your mandate is for the Grenfell Tower Memorial Commission?
I'm very much a new boy on the block, in the sense that I've only been in post for what, just coming up to 4 weeks now. My co-chair, Thelma Stuber, has been involved from the outset. And my role is very much to put myself at the disposal of the Commission and the wider community in and around Grenfell in order to make sure that we have a fitting memorial to those who have lost their lives in this appalling national tragedy. Something that their next of kin, the bereaved, the families, the immediate and the wider neighbourhood can be proud of, and something, and this is the role of the Commission, that they shaped, that they determined. This is something that really must reflect what the community wants. And my job is to make sure the community gets that and gets the respect for its views, its desire for a fitting memorial, an impactful memorial, an everlasting memorial to the 72 victims of this appalling national tragedy.
Can I ask what have been the challenges since taking up the post of the commission?
This is a community that I know well, in the sense that, you know, I lived in Westbourne Park as a young lawyer. I served the community as a young lawyer, worked here in the Harrow Road, North Kensington area, in housing, in juvenile justice, in citizens' rights. And I know that this is a community that, frankly, has over many years been neglected in terms of its housing need. It hasn't been listened to. It's been disrespected. And that, understandably, has caused a great deal of hurt and mistrust. And I understand that only too well. So what I sense is a community that is still traumatized by its loss, a community that is not always united in terms of what it wants immediately to see in terms of a memorial. There are different views, and the important thing is to create a safe space for those views to be shared and to be reflected. But a community that is crying out for justice and for respect. Everyone's united around that. They want justice. They want respect. And at least in terms of the memorial, for the things that we're responsible for as a commission, we must make sure, as a commission, and you know, the Grenfell Tower Trust is an enormously important part of this. You're well represented. We must make sure that they get that respect and that we have what's rightly been described by your chair as a fitting memorial to those that lost their lives.
What do you think needs to happen for us to get that fitting memorial for this community and indeed for the nation?
You're right to put it in that way. It's for, first and foremost, it has to be for the next of kin and the bereaved, for the community, immediate and wider, but it's also for the nation. The nation mustn't forget the lessons of Grenfell. The nation mustn't either forget the loss of those precious lives. Every life was precious. And that has to be reflected. So what we need to do is to move to implementation. People want to see something happening. They don't want endless conversation, endless consultation. They want to be listened to and heard, and they want to be listened to and heard in a meaningful way, but they want to see something changing, something happening, something that they can, that has substance. And so we need now to move to a process in which we commission the design, establish and identify a team, a professional team of architects and designers to bring that together, but to bring it together in a very special way, in a way that is capable of being open to inputs from all those who've got a view. Now, inevitably, in any design, some people like things better than others, but the important thing is that what comes out of a memorial is something that should be acceptable to everybody, something that should provoke a sense of pride and reflect the community's desire for a sacred space, a place of peace and reflection for people of all faiths and none, and a place that, and it's a word I've heard used a lot in the Grenfell Tower Trust in my interaction with you all, a place of healing. And so it's got to be a healing place. It's got to be a healing space. And I don't pretend that's easy, but I think it's a privilege for all of us who are involved in the process to be part of it. But people want to see movement on that process, and they want to see a process that is credible and that delivers and that is open, open to all.
And finally, Lord Boateng, if I may, as somebody who knows the community really, really well, based on the work that you've done in the past, do you have a message for the North Kensington community?
Never, 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 never again. It mustn't happen again. Mustn't happen again. People mustn't be people mustn't be disrespected. The hurt here is terrible. It's terrible, the hurt that has been done. It's terrible what has happened to the next of kin and to the bereaved. Never, never, never again.
Lord Boateng.
That's my message. That's my message.
Thank you for your time, Lord Boateng. Thank you.